Bill Doggett. That's a song called Honky Tonk, Part 1. Now, Part 1 and 2 both charted, but that was Part 1. The two sides went up to number 2 in 1956 on the pop charts, number 1 on the R&B charts. And the song itself is in the Grammy Hall of Fame. It's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Bill Doggett left some great, great music. He was born in 1916 in Philadelphia. So he worked with some of the other early people. He worked with the Ink Spots. He worked with Louis Jordan. He worked with Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. So he was out there. That was his first charted hit also. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to get the show going again. This whole show is nothing but instrumentals. You know, usually my show ends with an instrumental song. But I decided to do a whole show of instrumentals. So you're going to hear some that maybe I've played over the last few years, but and then maybe a few extras. But I hope you enjoy it. One thing you're going to notice is, as I give the dates on some of these, it's going to be late, say mid-50s to the early 60s. Because after a while, you just didn't get as many instrumental songs out there. There were a few after 64 or 65. But there just wasn't as many as we had in the 50s and 60s. It was a very popular thing to do, have instrumental hits. And fortunately, I grew up in a time where you could hear a lot of these fun songs. So, but anyway, we're going to keep going right now, and we're going to get started with the Champs, then Bill Justice, and then James Booker. So let's go right now with the Champs doing that song that Pee Wee Herman did the big shoe dance to, Tequila.
Thank you.
James Booker, Gonzo, 1960. Went up to number 43 on the pop charts, number 3 on the R&B charts. Guy that came out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Real good sound by him. He had a couple other hits. That was his first charted hit. We're going to have a lot of first charted hits today also. Started with Bill Doggett, and that was his first, and this is James Booker's first. And speaking of first, before that song there, we had Bill Justice doing Raunchy. 1957, went up to number 2 on the pop charts, number 1 on the R&B charts. A guy that came out of Birmingham, Alabama, not too far from where I'm sitting right here. He led the house band at the Sun Studios early on also. So he was out there doing all kind of stuff. Every now and then I come across a record that I say produced by Bill Justice. But he was very instrumental in a lot of the early rock and roll stuff. So that song there, Raunchy, is also in the Grammy Hall of Fame. And that was his first charted record. And then the Champs with Tequila, a group that got their name for their group from Gene Autry's horse, Champ. And this is Tequila, that's their first charted record. Came out in 1958, went up to number 1 on both R&B and pop charts. And it's a song that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's on the Grammy Hall of Fame. It's in the Recording Industry Association of America. It's song number 164. So very popular song there, and as I mentioned earlier, if you remember seeing the song, the movie, what was it, Pee-wee's Big Adventure? I can't remember the exact title, but anyway, he did the big shoe dance to Tequila. Okay, let's keep going. We got Bent Fabric coming up. We got Phil Upchurch Combo and Santo and Johnny. So here we go right now, one of my favorite piano songs, Bent Fabric and Alley Cat.
Thank you.
Santo and Johnny, Sleepwalk, 1959. Number one pop hit for them, number four on the R&B charts. Couple of brothers that came out of Brooklyn, had parents, Filipino parents, and the mother helped them write some of their stuff. But very good guitar players, and really enjoyed that song back in the day. One of those where you roll your windows down when you're driving around at night and play that song out loud. Philip Church Combo, You Can't Sit Down, Part 2. That came out in 1961, went to number 29 for them. Guy that came out of Chicago, Illinois, a guitar player. And that was his first charted record. In fact, I think, yeah, that was his only charted record. And by the way, I meant to mention also Sleepwalk was Santo and Johnny's first charted record, but they had a few extra hits. But anyway, but Philip Church Combo, first charted record they had and the only one they had. Bent Fabric before that, guy that came out of Copenhagen, Denmark, a song called Alley Cat, 1962, went up to number 7 on the pop charts, a song that's in the Grammy Rock and Roll record, a Hall of Fame. So it's a well thought of song, so I've always enjoyed that one. Okay, and that, by the way, was his first chart. He had a couple others, but that was his highest charted record there. Okay, Booker T and the MGs are coming up next. Floyd Kramer, and then Pipe Dream is going to be played next with Jimmy Beck and his orchestra. So let's get started right now with Booker T and the MGs and Green Onions. Beck and his orchestra, Pipe Dreams, 1959. Went up to number 82 on the pop charts for him, a saxophone player, a guy that came out of Cincinnati, Ohio. So that was his first and only charted record. But, boy, he left a good one. I've always enjoyed Pipe Dreams. Floyd Kramer, Last Date, 1960. Number 2 on the pop charts, number 3 on the R&B charts. It's a Grammy Hall of Fame song. And he himself was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2003 as a sideman, whatever that means. He was a session player, but he is a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He also got into the Country Hall of Fame in 2003 also. Born in Louisiana, raised in Arkansas, started playing the piano at age 5. Booker T and the MGs, Green Onions, 1962, number 3 pop chart, number 1 on the R&B charts, a Grammy Hall of Fame song, a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame song, and on the Rolling Stone 500 top songs, it's number 183, unless they've changed it since my list came out, but I'm sure every now and then they may add songs or switch them around, but anyway. But a group that came out of Memphis on the Stax label, their first charted record. They had, of course, Booker T and Steve Cropper, and let's see, they also had Donald Duck Dunn and Al Jackson on drums, with Donald Duck playing the bass, so Donald Duck Dunn. And MG stood for Memphis Group, but a real good sound by them. Okay, let's keep going. We got the Ventures coming up next, a group called the Tramps, and then Duane Eddy. So let's go right now and walk the Ventures. We'll be right back. unmistakable sound. Rebel Rouser. Every time I hear that song, I think about the movie Forrest Gump, because they play it, and when he's running away from some boys chasing him. So, but it's every time I hear it, I think about him running down the road. 1958 went to number 6 on the pop charts, number 8 on the R&B charts. The song itself is a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame song, which should be. And Dwayne was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1994. And the guys in the background doing the singing and doing the hand clapping and everything is a group called the Sharps. And they had a few little hits, and they backed a lot of people too. But anyway, real good sound by Dwayne Eddy. Before that, on the King label, the Tramps, Maharaja. I don't know anything about them. I just know that a friend of mine had that record, and he had it for sale, and I'm a big instrumental song man, and thought, yeah, I do like that song, so I had to buy it. So, but I've enjoyed that, the Tramps. And let's see, the Ventures before that, Walk Don't Run, 1960, went to number 2 on the pop charts, number 13 R&B charts, a group out of Seattle, Washington. That song is in the Grammy Hall of Fame, and the song is also in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And the group themselves were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2008, well-deserved there, too. That was their first hit record, first charted record for them. Okay, let's keep going. We're playing nothing but instrumentals today. We got the Ravel's going to get us started, Ace Cannon, and then King Curtis. So right now we got the Ravel's with, I think they have a little opening here to get us started, but we're going to hear one called Church Key.
Hey, gang, what's up? It's a green door here. This must be the place. Open up in there.
Who it is?
The Ravel!
Oh, well, come on in.
Church key.
Thank you.
Gene Curtis, Soul Twist. Real good sound by him. 1962. Went to number 17 on the pop charts. A top hit in the R&B charts. Number one. Gene Curtis was put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2000 as a side man. Another one of those session men that did so much. And he well deserved there. He was in all kind of recordings and sax player from Fort Worth, Texas. But that was his first charted hit. And a few more along the way. But anyway, well deserved all his accolades that he's received. Ace Cannon, Tough, before that, 1961, went up to number 17 on the pop charts, number 3 on the R&B charts. A guy that came out of Mississippi playing the sax. He was up in the Memphis area. He got involved with Bill Black, who was, of course, Elvis Presley's bass man when they got started. Bill Black put together his little combo and had lots and lots of hits, but Ace Cannon was with him for a while. And they did a lot of work. In fact, I want to say that either this song here, I can't remember, Tough, or Ace's first couple records were put out on the Bill Black label. So, but anyway, they were well involved together, and this was Ace Cannon's first charted song. The Revels before that, Church Key, 1960, group out of Philadelphia, didn't chart, but a real fun song. I've always liked that one and got some airplay around here, and a real fun song to listen to. Okay, let's keep going with these instrumentals today. We've got Kathy Young and the Playboys. And our double play of the day is Travis Womack. So we're going to do two by Travis today. Good friend of the club, BRC, Birmingham Record Collectors, and we're going to play two by him. So let's go right now. We've got Kathy Lynn. I probably said Kathy Young when I introduced her a minute ago. It's Kathy Lynn and the Playboys doing a song called Rock City.
Lost this fog anyhow.
Thank you. the game out you.
Travis Womack, Scratchy, 1964, went up to number 80 nationally, but down here in the Southeast, it went a lot higher than that. A real good song, got lots of airplay. Of course, it came out of Memphis, and so it got more airplay down in this area, but that was his first charted record. He had a few more after that. Although it says 1964, he told us one time at a club meeting that he recorded it in 62, I believe it was. And then they tried it, didn't go, and they re-released it later on, and it took off after that. So, but that was Scratchy. And then before that, Travis, our double play of the day, played a song called Distortion, Part 1. And it didn't chart. It came out in 1965. And that particular song made some guys around here who put together a band take the name Distortion, and they call themselves the Distortions. So that's where they got their name, listening to that song by Travis. But Travis came out of Mississippi, went up to Memphis, and then wound up in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And I asked him one time he could be anywhere in the world he wanted with his guitar knowledge and his music abilities, and he said, well, Alabama is home. So glad to have him here. Before that, Kathy Lynn and the Playboys, Rock City, 1964. Real good sound by them. Okay, we got Ackerbilk coming up next. Mr. Ackerbilk, the Shantays, and then Johnny Jenkins and the Pine Toppers. So let's do Ackerbilk right now, Mr. Ackerbilk, and Stranger on the Shore.
Thank you.
Johnny Jenkins and the Pine Toppers. That song came out in 1962. The name of it was Love Twist. It didn't chart nationally. It was a hit in some of the states, I mean, in some of the cities in the South. The group came out of Macon, so it was pretty popular in Atlanta. And I know it got some airplay here in Birmingham, but I really don't know if it charted locally or not. I can't remember that, but I know we did play it around here some growing up. And a real good song. That group had a singer with them when they did some vocal songs, and his name was Otis. And yep, he went on to have a great solo career as Otis Redding. So he was with Johnny Jenkins and the Pine Toppers. Great sound, Love Twist. The Shantays before that, Pipeline, 1963. Went up to number 4 on the charts, pop charts, number 11 on the R&B charts. It's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame song. And it charted again in 1966. It went up to number 106, so just bubbled under the 100. But a real popular song over the years. That was their first pop charted hit they had. And Mr. Ackerbelk before that, Stranger on the Shore. Song came out in 1962, went all the way up to number 1 on the pop charts, number 7 on the R&B charts. It was a theme song from a British TV show called Jenny. So then it caught on, and away it went. So Mr. Ackerbelk. Okay, let's keep going. We got the Royal Tones going to go, and then the Rebels, also known as the Rockin' Rebels, and then Elmore James. So let's do the Royal Tones and Flamingo Express.
Thank you.
Mississippi Breakdown, Elmore James. Not sure what year that was recorded. I have it as an MP3 and playing it. I don't know that it ever made any vinyl, other than maybe some kind of compilation album or best of Elmore James later on. But it was a song that didn't chart, of course. But real good sound by him. He did some great, great instrumentals himself, and was a very big influential person on a lot of guitar players over the years. In fact, he was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1992 as an early influence, and that he was. So, Elmore James. Let's see, Rebels, Wild Weekend, also known as the Rockin' Rebels at times. 1962, number 8 on the pop charts, number 28 on the R&B charts. Real fun sound by them. I love those instrumentals like that. And then the Royal Tones, Flamingo Express, 1961, went up to number 82 on the pop charts. Group that came out of Michigan. They had also another charted song about 3 years earlier in 1958, a song called Poor Boy. Went up to number 17 on the pop charts, and you flipped it over and you got another real fun instrumental called Wail, W-A-I-L. So, but that's the Royal Tones and Flamingo Express. Okay, we're going to have to leave. We got had a lot of fun playing these instrumentals today, and I usually end our show every week. I'm sorry, I'll get it right in a minute. We usually end our weekly shows with an instrumental, and I thought, well, I'll just play all instrumentals. So played a few new ones today I hadn't played before, so hopefully you had a good fun time listening to these. But we're going to get in now. We're going to get one more set in. We got the Safaris coming up and the Rockin' R's. But right now, let's get in with the Safaris and Wipeout.
Wipeout!
Thank you.
Rockin' R's. A song that didn't chart, it's called Nameless. And it came out in 1959 on the Tempus label, T-E-M-P-U-S. And a couple years earlier, they did have a charted song called The Beat. Well, I'm sorry, about a year earlier, they had a song called The Beat that came out. And he flipped it over and it was Crazy Baby, which was a vocal song, but The Beat was instrumental too. But it went up to number 57 that year. And but good sound by them. Group that came out of Illinois. I've always enjoyed that song, Nameless. Real good rocking song. Before that, Safaris, Wipeout, 1963. Went up to number 2 and on the pop charts, number 10 on the R&B charts. It's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame song. And you flip it over, and it's a song called Surfer Joe. It also charted. I think it stayed below the top 50, but it did chart, too. And in fact, Wipeout, this was 1963, it charted again in 66, went up to number 16. Then it charted again in 1970, went up to 110. And that was their first charted song. So, but anyway, a good sound by the Safaris. Okay, we got to go. Thanks for listening today. Hope you enjoyed all these instrumentals. And, of course, we're going to end with another instrumental. And I don't go for, you know, hey, this is my favorite, this is the best, or whatever. I try to just say, hey, if it's fun, I enjoy it. But this song is probably has to be one of my most favorite instrumentals of all time. It's by the Marquees, and it's Last Night. And it was the first hit they had that charted. 1961, went to number 3 on the pop charts, number 2 on the R&B charts. Steve Cropper and Donald Duck Dunn, who I'd mentioned earlier in Booker T's band, they're in this band. And then later on, they would join Booker T's band. So Steve Cropper's in this along with Donald Duck Dunn, playing the bass guitar there. So let's go right now. Thanks for listening. And here we go right now with the Marquees.